Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries. Good to see you this week, and we are on a five-day journey towards spiritual renewal in this nugget series. And this is day two. We're looking at the cry for revival. And as I'm sharing this information, our church is in revival. And so I want to read from Psalm chapter 85 and verse 6, a passage that I had preached on Sunday. The Bible says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" You know, Psalm 85, it really captures the yearning of the heart that remembers better days with God. And so the psalmist here looked back at the past mercies, and he pleaded here, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" And so his words here, they echoed across centuries, calling us to pray with the same hunger and hope. Friend, I want you to know, revival is not something that you and I can manufacture. It's not a scheduled event on a church calendar. It's a sovereign work of God in response to the cries of His people. Yet revival always begins with the question, will we ask for it? And so the psalmist's prayer here reminds us that revival is available, but it must be sought. Listen, friend, when we cry, "Revive us again," what we are doing is we are admitting something crucial. We've grown cold, distracted, or distant, and spiritual decline is subtle. Listen, it doesn't happen overnight. Apathy creeps in, and worship loses its wonder, and that fire that once burned brightly, what happens is it begins to fade. And listen, that's when we must look up and we must pray, "Lord, breathe on us again." Now I want you to notice here the purpose. Notice it says that thy people may rejoice in thee. You know, revival restores joy, and the evidence of spiritual renewal, it's not louder music or bigger crowds. It's deeper joy in God Himself. And revival, it rekindles a love for His presence, His Word, and His will. It renews our desire to walk closely with Him. You know, today many churches are filled with activity, but they lack vitality. And programs abound, but power's missing. And the good news is that God delights in reviving His people when they come in humility and faith. Listen, He doesn't want us to live in spiritual dryness. He wants us to rejoice in Him. And so, friend, today, if you feel spiritually weary or even emotionally drained, go and read this psalm, Psalm chapter 85, verse 6. Read the whole psalm and let verse 6 be your prayer. Listen, God has not changed. He still revives, and hearts that cry out to Him in sincerity will experience that revival. Let's pray today. Lord, we confess our need for Your touch. Revive us again, O God. Restore our joy in You, renew our love for You, for Your Word, and refresh our spirits by Your presence. Lord, let our hearts once more rejoice in Thee, for it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Friend, thank you again for joining today for these daily nuggets. I pray that you have a blessed Tuesday. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord willing, we'll see you again on Wednesday.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.